It's the Angels and Tigers at Comerica Park. The lefty Daniel Norris on the hill for Detroit against Jesse Chavez for the Halos. But it would be Norris blinking first in the top of the first.
Cole shooting one the opposite way, and this one's hit pretty well. Upton going back to the track. That is gone. Big fly for Cole Calhoun the opposite way, and the Angels have a 1-0 lead.
He's talking to you, Gooby.
Yeah. Hey, Miggy, there's a game here.
Yeah. He said, and I would wear out your slider.
Miggy's still talking to the kid in the Angels jersey. Looks like the dad's holding up a Cabrera jersey. Now, look, I got the other one. I'll put this one on if I get a bat or something.
He's got a Tiger hat on. He's trying to play.
He's going to put it on.
Oh,
there it is.
Look at this. That's a negotiator right there.
That's a future politician right
there.
Well,
he's probably a pitcher. He's smart.
Look, he's pointing at the back.
1-2 pitch. That's lifted high, and it's hit deep into left field, and you can kiss that thing goodbye. Out of here, a home run. C.J. Crone, just his second of the year. Angels have had a pair of home runs so far in this game. That's a two-run shot. It's 3-0 Angels.
This is line to center. Good piece of hitting yet again for Calhoun. Simmons is going to turn, and he's going to take third even more as Presley bobbles the baseball. That's going to cost the Tigers a run.
You know what? I know the aggressiveness there by Anelton Simmons. With one out, see that baseball in the left center field, and you're forcing the issue. On a center field, and Presley tried to run up and get that and make the throw, but took his eye off the baseball, off his glove, and not only was he able to get the third, he's able to score.
They're loaded up. Runners take off. 3-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking like that baby up as the Angels pick up game one by the final of 5-3.
Angels hold on to beat the Tigers 5-3 in your final. 11th save in the year for Bud Norris, who almost coughed it up. The loss snaps a four-game winning streak for Detroit. Cole Calhoun went 2-for-2 with his 9th home run of the year in Tuesday's win over the Tigers. Here's Calhoun talking to the media after the game.
Jesse threw the ball well. Exactly what we needed him to do. Got in a little trouble there in the 6th, but, bullpen shut it down. Keenan gave up the one run, but, I mean, other than that, we put up the runs early and let him, go out there and do his thing.
We see you go deep the other way, and you consider everything left, center, and the other way going opposite field, obviously, for you. So what has been the factor in at least – from the mindset to working on it to getting the results now?
Getting some things to fall in, not really trying to do much different, but just going out and playing the game. Jose, you know how it is.
Talk about C.J. Crone and the opportunity he's getting. How much are you as a teammate and a guy that's known for a long time pulling for him this opportunity he's getting here?
Big time. I mean, C.J. could be a big player in this league. And given the opportunity, consistent at bats, they're hard to find, though. So it's nice to see him go deep tonight, and just kind of gives you a glimpse of what he can do.
Let's talk about the ballpark and the challenges you face. An outstanding play and that outstanding little cut there in right center field. What is key in getting jumps and getting the right angles here?
It's a little different, kind of quirky out there in right field, but it's a big outfield. You can kind of roam free and go out and do your thing. So there's the ball, you always got a chance on it here for sure.
Rojo, gracias.
All right, thank you.
Mike Scioscia's squad held on in the 9th to beat the Tigers on Tuesday night. Here's the skipper talking about his team's performance.
Yeah, I thought Blake Parker was really the most important guy that came in and settled that game down after Jesse had trouble getting out of the 6th. A couple times we just had trouble closing out innings. Had 2 outs in the 6th, and Jesse had trouble closing it out. 2 outs in the 9th, had trouble closing it out. Give those guys credit. I mean, it's a strong lineup there. It's a deep lineup. And for Jesse to get through it, he had to pitch well, and he did.
It's still a fairly small sample, but Jesse, the first 2 times through the order and the 3rd time, there's been a significant gap. What do you mean, other than the fact that that's generally the case for pitchers, what do you attribute that to with him? And it was again the case tonight.
I think tonight he started to get a little fuzzy in his location and command, got behind some guys, wasn't as crisp as he was the first couple innings, and I think in the 6th inning, they had some pretty good swings at him. It's a heart of the order, but still, they had some pretty good swings at him. And that's probably what we're looking at tonight. As we talked about before, he has enough pitch selection where he should be able to get to these guys 3rd time around the order with still some things he can do to keep him off balance. And when he's pitched well, he has. I mean, he's pitched 7 before. He's done it. But, there is a little bit, yeah, there's a little bit of a drop off in production for him third time around the order, which you said is common. His is something that when he's hitting spots and he's pitch effective and getting deep into games, it won't be an issue.
If he's not hitting as many spots, is that kind of a fatigue thing as well by that point in the game?
Yeah, I think Jesse has really good command. At times, maybe he's just missing by a little bit, and that's just the nature of throwing a baseball. And at other times, what I was talking about tonight is he was missing some pitches more over the heart of the plate. And I think when that happens, then, and especially with a lineup that has the power that these guys do, you want to be careful in some spots.
He looked kind of frustrated as he was walking off. Was that, do you think, more of frustrated with the results or the fact that maybe he wanted to be able to close that inning out himself?
No, I think he knew, he had a chance to definitely close out that sixth inning and wasn't able to do it. And I think he knew his command was getting a little bit fuzzy. And, in that regard, we definitely wanted to give a different look. Blake came in and did a good job.
The series continues Wednesday with Alex Meyer on the mound for the Angels against Buck Farmer for the Tigers.